Waltham Forest, outrage against monster block plan. Waltham Forest Socialist Party members. 140 people crammed into a meeting on the 11th of January called in opposition to plans to tear up our town square, build a monster tower block 29 stories high, build 4 more blocks on public land, and reduce open space by a third. The meeting was organized by Waltham Forest Trade Union Council's Housing Action Network in East London. The proposal also includes chopping down 81 trees, and moving a children's playground to the most polluted part of the square, just in front of the bus station. And after all that, this development will make not a dent in the 20,000 people who are deemed as in housing need in the borough. The community is in uproar. Trade Union Council Secretary and Socialist Party member Linda Tough chaired the meeting. She made it clear that, even though the decision had been made by the Labour-controlled planning committee, we in no way see it as the end of the campaign. The Save Walthamstow's Town Centre campaign has been active for over 2 years and Socialist Party members have been involved since then. At the meeting, leading campaigner David and others outlined a strategy to help force either the majority Labour council or the property company to withdraw. We believe that we should use every tool available to us to get this monster block stopped, and this was endorsed at the meeting. Some will investigate launching a judicial review. Some will attempt to use their influence inside the Labour Party to get London Mayor Sadiq Khan to enforce his proposal that all developments should be 50% affordable. The meeting also agreed to target the developers, capital and regional, so some people are researching opportunities to do this. Many in the room were chomping at the bit to move to the agenda item to discuss mass activity, which will be a key tactic of the campaign. We agreed to hold a community demonstration on the 24th of February to occupy the square for the day in a show of strength and to proclaim that this land is a land. Finally, we discussed May's local elections. There were Tories and Liberal Democrats in the room. Socialist Party members made it clear that we have no truck with them using this campaign to opportunistically feather their own nests, the blame lies at their door. But these decisions are being driven through by Waltham Forest Council, a Labour council. A motion has been passed in at least one Labour Party branch opposing the plans. The Socialist Party welcomes this. But right-wing pro-gentrification councillors have been re-elected almost without exception for the local elections. This means that one of the Labour candidates for High Street Ward, which will be worst affected by the development, is right-wing council leader Claire Coghill. Socialist Party members argued that working-class people, and all those being mobilised by this campaign, deserve better than a choice between the Tories, Liberal Democrats or right-wing Labour. We need real anti-austerity, anti-gentrification candidates. Nancy Taff from the Socialist Party invited anyone interested in this type of a challenge to meet in the Red Room of the Rose and Crown pub on the 20th of February at 7:30 p.m.